Hi, Mark Price. Jeremy Bradley here from Speak Free Media. How are you?
Pleasure to meet you, man.
Nice to meet you. Family Ties is being honored tonight at the TV Land Awards. We're here on the red carpet with Mark Price. Skippy, how's it going today?
It's going great. Thank you so much.
So, tell me, so many years later, what does it feel like that new generations of fans absolutely love the show and still watch it on TV?
It's good feeling, you know? I think that there's... I'm not sure about that new generations of fan thing. I'm sure they're out there, but a lot of young people really don't know our show much at all. But if they can find it and see it and get into it, that'd be great.
And it's thanks to networks like TV Land that we can see old shows like that.
Right, but ours isn't really running on there, so it's,
I know.
A lot of people don't know it, but that's okay because the people that remember it love it. And, you know, they're very passionate about it.
We'll have to make a call. We'll get it on the net. We'll get it on the network.
Okay.
Well, if you know some people, I know some people.
You know some people.
Calls, we'll
that?
Do it. We'll see what we can do.
They
here.
Give you the last possible piece of real estate
exactly.
on the carpet here. So
I know.
No, you're actually not that.
No,
a lot of
yeah.
That
there's
a lot of people
far,
that way.
They're lower on the scale. But tell me then if you can describe it in one word. I'm going to get kicked out of here right away. Tell me, can you sum up this feeling in one word? Having a show like this that is still it's being honored tonight.
What tremendous.
Is it?
Is that a good word?
I think so. Do you have one memory from the set of taping, or maybe even just from the cast? I know you've worked with a lot of actors on that show. One word to describe the feeling that you still have about it?
Fun. We used to laugh all the time.
Do you have one memory that sticks out in your mind, though?
Everybody talks about how they used to play around and have physical water fights and things like that. Started with a water gun, then the Super Soakers came out. Remember
oh,
the
yes,
80s?
Yes, absolutely.
And then finally it was like bags of water and everything. But I remember just going and hanging out underneath the writer's room, underneath the window, listening. I used to sneak around. I used to go to the director's booth and watch him work and watch them cut the show.
Why did you do that, though?
Because for me, I didn't go to school. I dropped out of school, right?
Like, right.
Because I was on the show. And
right. It's tough
why,
to, yeah.
why go to high school when you're in a big hit show?
You're famous.
And you can and usually you have no choice. They make you go to school with the tutor.
Right, absolutely.
But I didn't work that often on the show, right? I was only on half the episode, so my school thought I was working with the tutor, and my tutor thought I was working with
the
school.
And it just didn't happen.
I had it all wired.
Oh. But it worked out in your favor, though, obviously.
Because the people, the cast and the producers were like my teachers. They were my mentors, and it was like college for me. My dressing room was like a dorm room. I had beer cans piled to the ceiling.
Whatever gets you through the day,
naked
though,
girls
right?
on the wall. Not pictures, actual naked girls. It was the 80s.
Bill Cosby, I think, had the same thing. We were just talking about that earlier. No? Mark Price from Family Ties, thank you so much for joining us.
Love your guts.
Thank you.